This is Audible.
Brought to you by Penguin. Famous Last Words by Gillian McAllister, read by Amelia Fox. Act 1. The Siege. Chapter 1. Cam. It is 1 hour before Camilla's life changes, though she doesn't yet know it. All she knows right now, as she cleans the high chair while Polly sits on her playmat after breakfast, is that her husband isn't here. He's gone somewhere, left her to deal with Polly's first day of nursery and Camilla's return to work by herself. Has he got a deadline? Has she forgotten some urgent project? But Cam doesn't forget things. Luke actually forgets things, so... Sunlight enters stage left in her kitchen in three distinct shafts. It's a perfect June day, and Cam woke up a mixed bag of emotions. Nervous, but excited, sad, happy. Her first day back at work after a long 9-month maternity leave. She sometimes longs for words in the English language that don't exist, and today is one such occasion. Trepidation? Excitement? When she woke up, she thought, nope, none of them cut it. And Luke has chosen today to disappear. He must have some work thing on. He's a ghostwriter for MPs and celebrities, and has a co-working space he heads to when he needs to think. That'll be it. She won't think about it anymore. Won't ruminate on it. Definitely not. Absolutely no ruminating, Cam thinks, gripping the dishcloth too tightly. She watches as Polly leans forward to grasp a toy that's sitting just out of reach. She's so like Luke. Lean, blonde, a disposition as sunny as the weather outside. Cam watches as she picks up the toy and throws it. A wobbly, random baby throw that could be deliberate, could be an accident. Funny. Cam's always liked people watching, but her baby is next level. Her phone beeps and she reaches for it immediately, hoping Luke has replied to her. But it's her sister. Morning, it says, a selfie of Libby sitting on her sofa, dark hair mussed up in a pile on the top of her head. This kind of message is not unusual. Cam and Libby are engaged in a near-constant text conversation. It doesn't have a beginning or an end, just a regular back and forth, a tennis match that never finishes. They've been doing it for as long as they've had phones. Morning, Cam replies, taking a selfie of her in work clothes, anxious expression on her face that she didn't know she had until she took it. OMG, yes, the big day. Well, to bolster your confidence, look who's 12 down in the Times crossword. It's accompanied by a photograph of a clue which reads, author of best-selling recent novel about a hot air balloon ride romance. 4-5. It's her client, Maya Jones. Cam is her literary agent. Cam types back, wow, I wonder if this is good press exposure. Do they print the answers next week? Libby sends a second photo of a very, very small set of answers for last week with a laughing emoji.